Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. Efforts are underway to reestablish the Tuscola County's Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, or BRA. Tim Tussey, who chairs the county's Economic Development Corporation, provided an overview to Tuscola County's Board of Commissioners of the need to reestablish the BRA in order to apply for grants. Because Brownfields and the EDC work hand-in-hand on projects, the Brownfield meetings will be conducted on the same day the EDC board meets, explained Tussey, noting any grants that are awarded will be managed by the EDC. To go along with that renewed effort, several appointments were made to the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority board. Those who were appointed to five-year terms were Jim Tussey, Joe Green, Debbie Powell, and Mike Petullo. Appointed to serve six-year terms were Thomas Bardwell, Kim Vaughn, Jenna Title, and Damian Wasik. Serving on the board for a one-year term will be Brian Newville, Corey Guza, and Brandon Lee. The length of the appointments varied to establish staggered terms on the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority Board and to align the term expiration dates to the board member's term on the EDC board. Brownfields are a tool to revitalize abandoned or unutilized or underutilized properties or a property that is potential environmental contamination. Brownfields coordinate will needs to be done to restore those properties to being useful. And John Orris Bryce is on the clock, facing charges of operating while intoxicated, third offense, and driving on a suspended license. Bryce will entered not guilty pleas today, but prosecutors have laid out a stark choice: accept a plea deal now for the OWI charge without habitual offender enhancement, and he'll drop the license count. The alternative, the prosecution explicitly stated they will file that habitual offender notice, potentially escalating sentencing dramatically. Bryce has until April 6, 2026, and his next pretrial conference to make his move. It's a 30-day window that could redefine his future. As a $6,000 bond keeps him out for now, the question remains, will he take the deal or gamble on trial with a tougher penalty looming? When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a routine arraignment took an unexpected turn for Carla Sue Peck. Facing serious charges, including a third offense for operating while intoxicated, lying to a peace officer, and driving on a suspended license, Peck entered a not guilty plea to all counts. Her $6,000 bond remains in place, and a pretrial hearing is now set for April 6, 2026. But the real wrinkle? A last-minute address mix-up. Peck told the court she'd moved to Grand Rapids, contradicting court records. Her defense attorney has promised to clear up the confusion ensuring she gets all future notices, a small detail, perhaps, but one that could easily derail future proceedings if not handled swiftly. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.